This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has arrived in Israel as its war with Hamas ramps up. At least 2,500 people are now known dead on both sides. That includes 22 Americans. At least 17 more Americans remain unaccounted for. Secretary Blinken talked about this just before he left for Israel.
We have a number of Americans who remain unaccounted. We are working very closely with the government of Israel to determine their whereabouts and if they have been taken hostage by Hamas, to work to secure their release.
The AP's Karen Shamas with the very latest and a warning that this report has graphic details.
As strikes devastate Gaza, Israel has said it's preparing for a possible ground assault. Airstrikes pummeled Gaza overnight as flashes lit up the skyline, which was otherwise clouded in pitch darkness. In Gaza, Palestinians fleeing airstrikes could be seen running through the streets, carrying their belongings and looking for a safe place. In a local hospital, children were lying on the floor and on stretchers, with blood dripping from their heads and limbs as some cried out for their mothers. The latest strikes on Gaza come as the Israeli military announced they're preparing for a ground maneuver in case the government orders one. The war, which was ignited by a bloody and wide-ranging Hamas attack into Israel, has already claimed thousands of lives on both sides. I'm Karen Shamas.
Talks between striking Hollywood actors and studios have broken off, so it doesn't look like this strike will end anytime soon. The United Auto Workers Union is ramping up its strikes against Detroit's big three automakers. Last night, thousands of workers walked off their jobs at Ford's Kentucky truck plant. A player in California won the $1.7 billion Powerball jackpot last night. This is AP News. Congressman Steve Scalise says Republicans have a lot of work to do. The AP's Sagar Magani.
House Republicans have nominated a new speaker, but whether he'll quickly take on the job remains uncertain. In private balloting, the deeply divided House GOP chose Majority Leader Steve Scalise in a narrow vote over Jim Jordan.
We have a lot of work to do.
When that would start is uncertain. The House remains at a standstill.
The House will come to order.
2.5 minutes later,
the chair declares the House in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
A whole House floor vote on Scalise is expected, but it's unclear whether backers of Jordan, whom Donald Trump endorsed, will support Scalise. The White House's message? Just get on with it.
We want to see the chaos be done with so that we can deliver for the American people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, it's Dan and Andy here from No Such Thing as a Fish, your favorite new podcast that you haven't heard yet.
That's right. We're a podcast that's been going 10 years, and each week we bring 4 of the best facts we've heard that week to the table to blow each other's minds, as well as yours.
Here's a fact, Dan. Did you know that the people of Iceland can use 95% of a cod?
Okay.
They're just working on that last 5%.
If you want to find out how they do that, why they do that, and why we're talking about that, check out No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts now.
I should say, despite my fact having cod in it, this is not a podcast about fish. It's about everything. I just happened to pick one of the worst and most confusing facts possible. Ta-ra!